Hey, everybody. It's... What fucking day is it? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I don't know what fucking day it is. It's getting to that point in my life. I don't know what fucking day it is.
Well, we're working from home, so it doesn't matter what day it is.
I mean, it kind of does, because I have to know what day it is, so I know what we're doing what that we're day doing and day. What I got to upload and all that other stuff.
All the days are kind of the same.
Soon you die.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so this one was called Psycho Gorman.
Or Psycho Gorman, if you prefer.
It was a shit show.
But
it was a total shit show.
In a way,
it's supposed to be a shit show.
Yeah. Basically, I had been seeing this recommended like everywhere. This is like a super, super fun movie. This is definitely one you want to kind of like get some drinks and like have some friends over and like watch this shit.
You gotta be in the mood for this
shit. It's a comedy. It's a horror comedy. It's basically like, I saw some of the reviews of this, and somebody in one of the comments in one of the videos said what is essentially like the perfect description. They said this was as if Sam Raimi had directed an episode of Power Rangers.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing.
I was gonna say,
it's
or
like Power Rangers.
Or if the Monster Squad starred Guar.
Yeah. It's kind of like,
that's kind of like the vibe that is.
It's like if the Power Rangers were a horror movie that had kids in it.
Yeah.
Which is weird, you know, horror and kids and fucking the weird shit. But that's just the way the movie is. It had some fucking pretty cool costumes. You know, they're like something out of Guar and dialogue and stuff. I kind of really wasn't in the mood for it at the time that I was watching it, but I kind of appreciated it for what it was. It had that Power Rangers tone mixed with a bunch of gore.
Yeah.
Fucking weird shit, like out of Hellraiser and stuff.
But funny.
Yeah,
but it's like funny.
It's funny, yeah.
It kind of reminded me, you know what it kind of reminded me of? And I'm glad somebody else had brought this up in like a comment that I saw. They said this would make a good double feature with Turbo Kid. You remember that movie?
Yeah.
This, because it's like a throwback, like 80s, 90s throwback.
Right. Like from Saban.
Yeah, it was like, whereas Turbo Kid was kind of more like a Mad Max type of thing, whereas this is more like a sci-fi, like I said, more like a Power Rangers type of thing.
Yeah.
But they have like a similar kind of tone, a similar sense of humor. So I feel like the two of those, like if you like Turbo Kid, you'd probably like this one too.
Yeah, maybe. I can see where you're coming from. Turbo Kid was a lot better, though.
You think?
I think Turbo Kid was a lot better. Turbo Kid was... Mad Max meets... It was a superhero movie set in a Mad Max world, but kind of... Well, like Mad Max, more like a superhero movie in the Fallout universe.
Yeah.
Like from the video game Fallout. Kind of like that. And it was... Like that movie was made in the 80s.
Yeah.
It had a lot of 80s tropes and shit. An 80s tone to it. This one is like... I don't know if it was as expertly written as Turbo Kid. Turbo Kid was good. Real good. This one is just, it is fun, all right. The tone's different. The tone's very different. This is like a
Yeah, I'm just saying, but it's along the same lines.
Kinda. Yeah, I guess
it's
so.
Along the same lines.
If you
want to
say so, I guess so.
Yeah.
I say not really, but kinda.
I said, I thought that while I was watching that, and then I was like, somebody else, like in another comment, said that this would make a good. Not that they're saying that they're like exactly the same, but it's just in the sense of them being like good throwback, just fun throwback type of movies.
This is like a horror movie made by Saban.
Yeah, that's essentially what it's like.
Yeah.
So this was. It's interesting because the guy that directed this, Stephen Kostansky, he also directed The Void, which is actually a fucking great movie. But The Void is like totally, totally different to this one. The Void is more like Lovecraftian horror, kind of like a Thing type of thing. And it's like kind of serious. But in the sense that, because I didn't really know too much about this, but Stephen Kostansky is one of... There's like five or six Canadian guys, and they have like a production company called Astron 6, and they're super, super into old school, like 70s, 80s throwback movies, and they're super into practical effects.
Yeah.
So it's like directors, special effects guys. And this film collective, were also responsible for the movie The Editor, which came out back in 2014, that Giallo parody. Remember we saw that on Shudder?
I loved that.
Absolutely. And actually, the guy that was in that, like the main role, is in this movie too. He actually plays the dad. I can't remember the actor's name. But he's a great character in this too. He's not in it a bunch, but because this is mostly focused around the kids and the monster. But so what the story of Psycho Goreman is that essentially it's like I said, it's a very Power Rangers type of story. Whereas the main monster, who doesn't really have a name, he's kind of has all these different names like Archduke of Nightmares and stuff. And he's like an intergalactic evil dude, right?
Basically Xenu.
Yeah, kind of. He's kind of like that. So there's this like intergalactic council led by this group called the Templars, and they have sort of imprisoned him, and he's imprisoned on Earth. So there's these two kids, Mimi and her brother Luke, and they play this game in their backyard called Crazy Ball, and the one that loses has to bury themselves alive or something like that. So while they're digging up in the backyard, they essentially find this jewel, and they find the grave. So they let this monster out. Now, this monster, who doesn't have a name at the beginning, is basically like just wants to kill everybody and everything, because he's like just essentially just an evil being, right? But problem being, the little girl, Mimi, who is like this terrible sociopathic obnoxious child, but also very funny, she has this gem that whoever possesses this gem can tell the monster what to do. Like, he has to obey, like, their every... So this little girl totally, totally abuses this power.
Yeah, now all these aliens look like something out of them Power Rangers or Guar type stuff. They're big foam rubber outfits. The outfits are really good looking. You know, they're pretty cool. And it's all practical effects. Now, when I say they're pretty cool, they're about like what they were, Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Or the Guar.
Well, and you can tell that's what they were kind of homaging.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They didn't really want them to look real. They just wanted them to look kind of...
Just cool.
Looking. Just cool.
And, you know, or kind of like also the Guyver, if you guys have seen the Guyver.
Yeah, and actually the guy that directed it did say that he was really... Particularly the sequel to the Guyver, that he really... That was kind of where his main inspiration for this story was.
Yeah.
But,
it's good.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You know, if you like that kind of shit, you'd like this movie. It's a trip.
Yeah, and like I said, it's just like a really fun. You know, there's musical kind of cues in there because they make the little girl like gives him the name Psycho Goreman because she thinks that's like a coolest name, like PG for short. That's what she calls him. Yeah. But they come up like that's one of the funniest scenes when they first find him and she finds out that she can control him, and they try to come up with like all the most badass sounding names that they can come up with, and it's like, and the fact that essentially it comes to a thing where, you know, he's obviously, he doesn't like being controlled by this cruel, obnoxious little girl, but there isn't really anything he can do about it. And just the juxtaposition, the funny shit too is that I'm not really sure if this is supposed to be set. I almost feel like it was supposed to be set like in the 80s or 90s. I don't think they really say. But it didn't look like anybody had cell phones or anything like that. And the way some of the clothes were, it looked like 80s or maybe early 90s. So I'm not really sure. Like, it doesn't super matter or anything. But the funniest thing about it is, like, there's, like, the most bonkers shit happens. Like, there's one thing where the little girl, Mimi, has a crush on her brother's friend, Alistair. And basically, she wants to make, like, Psycho Goreman, like, fall in love with her or something, but Psycho Goreman doesn't really understand love or anything because he's just like an evil being, so he essentially turns Alistair into this big brain blob kind of creature, and it's like he just, this little blob just kind of like goes around and everyone just acts like it's normal, like he's like a normal kid, like no one says, hey, he's like a brain blob now, and it's like shit like that is just like funny to me, and the fact I think that there's just these crazy like ridiculous situations.
This shit's silly.
But that's what I mean. It's a goofy movie, but it's supposed to be goofy. Yeah. It's just supposed to be a funny,
That's its deal. If you think it's over the top, then no, it's not over. They're going to even go above that.
Yeah, because it's just like just ridiculous, just ridiculous situations. But like I said, that's kind of where the humor comes from, is just that the shit just like ramps up and gets sillier and sillier. And Psycho Goreman is just basically like, I'm gonna kill you all, and all of a sudden the little girl's like, yeah, I don't think so, blah blah blah, and then just like so there's all that shit going on, and then there's also you know, the Galactic Council has sent like one of the Templars to Earth to basically fight him because he's escaped and they want to like get him contained again so he doesn't fuck up the whole universe. So it's basically there's this whole thing where the little girl has almost kind of like befriended him, but he's still evil. So it's like she has to decide. And she's, like I said, the little girl is like pretty much a psychopath too. She's like not a good guy by any stretch of the imagination. And she like abuses the fucking power that she has big time. But it's kind of like she's kind of willing to let Psycho Goreman just like run riot all over the earth and like kill people just because, just like, I don't know, it's like a fucking crazy ass story. You get to see little kids blown up, people's heads get pulled off, and it's just, I think the best thing about this, it almost seems like what's cool about this, and I didn't know this either, but one, there's a bunch of action figures, because like I said, all these characters seem like they're just like ready made for action figure type stuff because they're all so cool looking, and all the members of the Intergalactic Council or whatever it is, you know, all look completely different. My favorite one was the one with that was just like the small, and then he was like kind of a brain with eyeballs like inside. Yeah. And there's also like a vinyl record that's like blue and pink. That's like kind of. But another thing that's cool though is that the guys that made this movie, they essentially wrote, even though a lot of it's not in the movie, they wrote a whole entire backstory for not only Psycho Goreman, but also every single member of the council. And you don't like see any of that in the movie, but they just did this whole rich, like they just built this whole world. And, you know, not even putting it in the movie. So I don't know if this is eventually going to be like a franchise type of thing, because it seems like something that could be, because it's a very wide, you know, the world of it is very large. But part of the joke is that Psycho Goreman, when he comes to Earth and he's like this eternal being and he's like trying to tell the kids, like he's trying to convey to them like how evil and what a badass he is. So he's trying to tell like all these stories about like all this stuff he did. And the kids are just like, don't care. You know what I mean? Because they're all like ADD and everything. So it's like that's kind of part of the funny shit. But so you only get like little snippets of his history, but apparently he has this whole entire backstory. Like if you go to the website for this, it's just like all kind of like crazy, you know, supplementary material, which I think is like really cool because they really put a lot of thought into it. But yeah, I think it's funny because this came on Shudder. I think it was supposed to come out back in March of 2020. Maybe South by Southwest, I want to say, but, you know, since they didn't have the festival that year, it kind of got pushed back, and then Shudder picked it up, early this year. So they premiered it in some theaters, and then they premiered it, back in January of this year, I think. And I've been seeing, like, a lot of horror channels covering it, and then the other day I was watching, you know, that girl I like, Jade the Libra, that does all the Halloween decor. And she has, some of her videos are sponsored by Shudder, and she was talking about how much her and her husband liked this movie. And so I was like, oh man, yeah, I should probably get around to watching that because it sounds super funny. So I finally got around to watching it. And like I said, like Tom said, you definitely have to be in the mood to watch this because it's really goofy and it's really silly, but it's meant to be goofy and silly. Like I said, if you're into, like, if you want to see something that's essentially, like, a gory version of the Power Rangers, with similar kind of outfits and similar kind of situations, then you will probably really, really dig this, because that's pretty much exactly the vibe that it's going for. It's interesting that you mentioned the Guyver, too, because I think the director himself even brought that up, that, specifically the Guyver 2, which I haven't seen in a really long time, but he said that was pretty much a direct inspiration for this movie. So if that sounds like something, and like I said, it's got, since it's focused on kids, it's got like a lot of kind of Monster Squad type of vibe to it as well. And like I said, kind of a guar type of thing. But yeah, it's just like a big, dumb, fun sci-fi action comedy.
They achieved what
with
they
gore.
Set out to do.
Yeah.
It wasn't really to my taste. If I saw it again, maybe in a different frame of mind, I'd probably like it a little bit better. It was silly.
It is very silly.
But I see what they were doing. I think it'll be successful. It may be for
well,
you.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it has been. Like I said, pretty much every horror every horror channel I've seen is like really, really dug this. And it seems like on, you know, Rotten Tomatoes or whatever, it has like 91%, 92%, something like that. But like, yeah, you have to go into it knowing that it's a comedy.
If you're in a good mood and you were drunk, this would be fucking great.
That's what I mean. This is definitely a movie that, you know, have some friends over, get plastered, and just watch the ridiculousness because it's just super, super funny. I think pretty much one of the only criticisms I've seen, because the only thing that's divisive about this, it seems like, is that some people really didn't like Mimi's character because they thought she was too annoying. But even though, like, the character, her character is supposed to be annoying. She's supposed to be an obnoxious little brat who essentially, you know, through just through complete accident, gets, you know, the complete power of evil in the universe, like, placed in her hands and totally fucking abuses it. So she's supposed to be a little shit. So it's like, so you're not really supposed to like her, but I think she's still, like, a funny character. Just, like, the funny situations in this. Like, the one, like, where the cop gets melted. That's just, there's just, like, fucking funny lines. The whole thing about, them bringing Psycho Goreman, like, magazines, and the little girl's like, look, it's got hunky boys in it. And then Psycho Goreman's like, I'm not into hunky boys. Or am I? You know what I mean? It's like just this kind of like shit. It's just like, it had some great one-liners. Like I said, the dude that was in the editor that is also, that plays the dad in this, he's a fucking great character. Like, he's just this lazy, useless dad type of character. Who just, like, doesn't know anything and doesn't do anything. And it's just, his character is, like, super funny. And just the interactions between him and his, like, fed-up wife are very funny also. So there's, like, a lot of other stuff going on in this, like, the family dynamic and everything. But it's just, you know, him turning that kid into a brain and, like, no one saying anything about it and everyone just acting like it's normal. That just, like, really cracked me up. But, yeah, so it's that kind of movie. It's just, like, a fun, goofy... Like I said, if you like Turbo Kid or something in that line, this is probably wackier, goofier than that. But, you know, if you like throwback kind of shit, then you should definitely give it a watch. And because it seems like most people are like kind of into it. What? Oh, somebody was like Samus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fourth throw down, it's like Zaren. Just bees for now. I can't do super chats, so I send gifts to help the channel. Yeah. Well, you know. All right. Tom needs to make a book of quotes. I think didn't we talk about that at some point? I feel like a long time ago.
I forgot them all though.
That's the thing.
I'm not recording any of this shit in my mind. It just comes out.
And it's like sometimes, I guess we could do it because, you know, obviously I have all the live streams and stuff, but I would have to, it would take me like a million hours to go back and listen to everything and write down everything that you said.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you do say some like really funny shit and I'm like, oh, I should write that down. But then I forget what it was.
It's a constant stream of this shit. Fucking basically.
Well, see, that's why you have all the poltergeist action happening and shit like that.
Yeah.
Which I keep telling the poltergeist to put $1 million in my PayPal.
Yeah, if you guys missed that, fucking, we talked about that yesterday, fucking, I got the key back.
Yeah.
The key fucking came
back. Yeah, in case you weren't here yesterday.
Yeah, key came back.
The poltergeist brought the key back.
Yeah.
It put it in Pookie's paws.
It was a trip.
Like, just randomly.
And just out of nowhere, just boom.
Instantly. Well, yeah, because she was laying there, and she didn't have the key, and then suddenly she had the key.
She ran back, jumped on her back, and went like that, like to play, and then I noticed that she was chewing on the key.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere she could have got it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, anybody, like a poltergeist that could do that, I'm talking about it like it's a separate entity, but it kind of is.
Yeah.
A poltergeist that could do that would certainly have no problem taking one single dollar from a million people's bank accounts and putting them in my bank account. Like, in a way that can't be traced to me so I don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Just saying. That, you know, a poltergeist could do that.
Yeah, it happened because I thought, because I was blaming Pookie, I said maybe she ran off with the key.
Yeah.
So it framed her.
Yeah.
Like, Pookie has the key.
See, she had it the whole time.
But she was in an area, she doesn't pick things up or take them very far. And she wasn't in an area where it could have been. I turned that whole area upside down. And she didn't have it 2 seconds before. I looked away and looked back, and she had it.
And she had it, like, in her little paws. Yeah. Like, she was on the back going, yay, I have a new toy. We wondered if, like, the poltergeist just dropped it out of midair, and she just caught it.
It didn't scare her.
Well, she doesn't care. She's a cat.
Yeah, I got a key.
She probably, well, I said yesterday, she probably like sees fucking ghosts all the time, and she's just like, oh, whatever.
I don't think she's, I don't think she questioned it. I think it just fell out of somewhere, and she got it, and she just started chewing on it.
Yeah.
But she didn't have it. She ran, I was just wrestling with her, and she ran, she got up and ran about 3 feet, turned right around, and fucking ran right towards me, and jumped on her back, and put her feet up in the air, and fucking I looked down to grab her, because I could see her do that out of the corner of my eye. And fucking when I reached down and grabbed her to continue playing with her, and I noticed that she had the key.
Yeah. That's pretty, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Fourth Row Down remembered one of your quotes. Yeah. Hookers cannot resist crack.
No,
fact.
Of course not.
Hookers that must have been crack. When we were talking about Frank and Hooker.
Yeah. That's not a quote. That's a universal law. Like gravitation. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, hookers and crack.
Yeah, David June says, as I said, you defeated Boss Pookie, and everyone knows the boss of the level has the key.
Yeah.
it's just like, that's mystifying.
Yeah.
It's mystifying.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was so funny that you just like came, I didn't know what your deal was. You just came in my office yesterday going, nope, no. And I was like, what the hell is your problem? And then he puts the key down.
Somebody, Michael E. said a gift would be arriving day from UPS. Okay.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right.
Oh, we
it
like,
may be out there on the.
We
well,
like
no, it's only 3:21. UPS comes pretty late sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like UPS, so like our mail comes like between like 2 and 3:30, but like yeah. UPS usually doesn't come till 6 or 7.
Louis comes up with, at least it's a movie. Tom Ross, 2020.
Yeah, that's what I was going to make a shirt out of that. At least it's a movie. Well, that's something.
Yeah, it is a movie.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But yeah. So what else do we have to talk about? Anything?
Oh, no, that's it.
You don't want to talk about anything else?
No.
No. He's in a mood.
Yeah, I'm going to go walk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, and I have to say, too, that we recorded a review today.
Yeah, we've been working already.
For the crazies. And then I recorded a review earlier, too, for one that I'm putting up on Saturday.
Yeah.
So my little voice is going, and I'm thirsty. So it's Tuesday, which means that tomorrow's
another fucking thing.
My liver is already going, no.
Yeah.
Are we out of booze?
No, I got Black Velvet.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we had like...
Yeah, I got Black Velvet.
He went to Sam's and got all the fucking...
Yep.
All the beer.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if we had any. Okay, so we'll probably be drinking beer tomorrow night.
Yeah, we can, you know, we're running low on vodka. We could get some of that too. I get paid tonight.
Yeah, it's the 3rd. The last day of August.
Yeah.
Hooray! I mean, it's still going
to
be hot for months, but...
It starts to cool down.
Psychologically, at least I was like, well, at least technically, sort of, the summer is over.
You do start... The temperature does start coming down, and every now and then you will get a cool day over the next...
Although it's usually mornings. It's usually like night or morning is sometimes cool.
I just don't like that full-on, full blast... Florida, just fucking Satan's ass crack, fucking hot
and
muggy.
I'm telling you too, it's like ever since you started giving me that test, I swear to God, I come back from like doing my power walks and it's like, why do I smell like hot garbage?
Yeah.
Like seriously, I didn't smell that bad before.
No, it's because the hormones.
Ugh. Yeah. Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah.
I just come back and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And you get that slimy kind of sticky sweat.
It's awful.
Yeah.
But I'm just,
it's
I don't know.
It's good for you, though. It's
well,
good for the, keep your metabolism running.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Oh, I feel bad. Now Hankster said, finally made alive. I love your channel. Thank you very much. And it's like, we were just about ready to go.
Yep.
I always feel really bad when that happens, when somebody like turns up.
Yep.
The hurricane. Oh, shit, man.
That didn't hit us.
But I mean, it hit lots of other places.
Yeah.
Didn't it fucked
it
up?
It hit New Orleans.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans is kind of like the apex of all evil. God is constantly punishing New Orleans for its sins. Going all the way.
I don't think God's doing that. Yeah. I think just the way it's situated just keeps doing that.
Yeah.
And honestly, we shouldn't.
A pirate city for fucking
we shouldn't,
of years.
Like, talk too much because, I mean.
It hits here too.
They hit here too.
Yeah.
And, like I said, September and October, those are like the big hurricane months.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the people that built New Orleans fucking hundreds of years ago didn't know much about fucking nature. They built a lot of the shit on top of fucking cotton bales in the middle of a fucking swamp. It was a pirate cove, really.
I can't see how this would ever be a bad idea.
And then they ended up building a city inside of a damn bowl. And it real, you know what I mean? Outside a damn swamp, right in the fucking right in the middle of where a bunch of hurricanes hit. It's always been cursed. I mean, that city was never supposed to be there, but it's been there for hundreds of years, since the 1500s or 1600s, I think. I think it was an early.
Well, because after a while, they're just like, "Yeah, bring it. Yeah. We'll just build it right back."
It's not an American city. It was Spanish and French, and I don't know if England might have had a control for it for a certain period of time, and now it's American, and it's just, it shouldn't have been there. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of dikes and fucking levees that hold the fucking ocean back that constantly fail. Property isn't worth much there because anything you build, it's eventually going to get destroyed. Just living there is a bad idea.
I was gonna say, it just reminded me of where we walk along the path. There's a property over there that is, because I don't know, almost all of Florida is right at sea level. But some of the stuff you got to watch because there's like flood zones.
Yeah.
And so there's this one house. It looks like it was probably built in the 50s or 60s. And it has this giant backyard. Seriously, every time it rains hard, their whole backyard floods. Yeah. And it basically turns into like a marsh. Yeah. For several weeks, because it takes like a really long time for all the water to drain. All the birds and the frogs fucking love it. You know, you go walk in and there's like this big fucking lake in these people's backyard. Yeah. And there's all these like cranes.
Yeah.
And all frogs and ducks and stuff. And it's just kind of like, I'm like, that must suck to live there.
Another weird thing about New Orleans is the fucking freeways. It's like they were built by fucking drunken children dropping acid. Around the city is nothing but just a big bayou, a big fucking swamp. And you have freeway lanes that go up on their own and go up like fucking 10 stories. It seems like way over swamp. And then they turn sideways and they just go in these fucking weird ass random places. So you're constantly almost a little bit like in an airplane when you're driving. And fucking, I used to drive down there through shitty ass fucking cars and shit. Fucking that I'd borrow from family members to go see my fucking cousins. I'd be white knuckling it. You're in the air over a goddamn fucking swamp. And you're like, I know fucking Cajuns built this shit, man. If this bitch falls, I'm going to fucking kill these bitches. And you feel like the whole thing's fucking moving like a damn roller coaster. So it's got the, and you're like, why'd they build it this way? It's crazy. You can see this shit on Google Earth. It's fucking, you'll be white knuckling it over this. And then you drive across the damn causeway. It's like, it seems like it's about 10, 15 miles long going across the ocean. And it's two lanes wide. And it's just ocean on either side. And you feel like the bitch is, that thing's going to fall in the ocean. And it did fall in the ocean during Hurricane Katrina. Imagine if you were on that shit and the fucking shit fell in the ocean. They fixed it.
Yeah, but thanks.
I don't think anybody was driving on it when Katrina hit.
Well, because it'd probably been evacuated.
It'd probably been evacuated, but
I would hope. Connor Votzlan asked what you thought of Oak Island.
Oak Island. What's Oak Island?
That's that one that's supposed to have like the treasure down there and everybody keeps
I've never been to it.
And everybody keeps like, we should probably do a show about that. They've done like a whole like reality series about that. It's kind of like that whole like killing Bigfoot or finding Bigfoot or whatever. And it's just kind of like, how can you make like 10 seasons of a show where you're actually not finding the thing that you're supposed to be finding? So I kind of feel like the Oak Island thing, I don't think it's
where
been on
is
for that. I'm not sure, actually. I don't remember where it's at. I don't think there's anything there. I mean, no. You'd think so many people have been there, like they would have found some shit.
They're
by
trying
now.
To find pirate treasure.
Yeah.
Pirates didn't bury their treasure. This is a fucking myth. Maybe it happened once, but they didn't fucking bury treasure. They divided it up amongst each other and they ran off with their treasure and shit. You wouldn't, it'd be like, we're going to leave the money here. No, that's not how it works.
Yeah, we'll come back for it
later.
We'll
come back for it later. Nobody will, you know, we can trust y'all. No, that's not how shit works. Fucking, you know. But,
I mean,
they were digging in there. They had companies that were trying to dig for pirate treasure, and it would fill up with water and silt and shit. And they were making money off the dig, okay? Because you could raise money, like crowdsource some money to continue to dig.
Yeah.
And then when they'd lose hope, somebody would go up there and throw an old coin in the damn fucking silt and go, "Oh, look what we found! We're almost there!" And that was to grift more money. It's a Spanish doubloon. It's in here.
We bought it.
We just need another $1 million to continue digging.
which would actually be a good idea if you like dug there and you were gonna like your money was gonna run out.
Well, everything they supposedly dug up out of there is questionable. It's people throwing coins in there in the middle of the dig to justify to
Yeah, because how easy would that be to do?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like encouraging everybody to be like, "Oh, yay!" Yeah. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't trust anything.
Yeah, like I said, if there was anything there, they would have found it.
Would have found it by now. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, and I'm not saying there's. If you want to look for pirate treasure, it's a lot more expensive. But you need to look in the bottom of the fucking ocean is where you need to look.
Yeah, where it's the ships go down.
Where the ships go down. I mean, shit. If you go up to St. Augustine, they have a pirate and treasure museum, and they have a whole little section of like shit that they got out of the ocean that was from pirate ships. There's like some cool shit in there.
I heard some preliminary shit. Remember that Flight 19 of the fucking guys who. Evidently, you know, the guy abducted by the UFO flying. Evidently, they found one of those planes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were talking about that not too long ago.
Down at the bottom of the ocean.
Well, yeah, where else was it going to be? It's not going to be on fucking Mars.
And
or anything,
it was right there where it probably should have been. They found one of them in pieces.
I know, I hate to say it. It's usually something very boring.
They got lost
and they're just going to be like, oh, shit, I forgot what direction I was going in. You know. It's a bummer, but, you know. Yeah, Florida Beach is full of real treasure. Yeah, that's what I mean. Shit washes up all the time. There's, like, tons of fucking... I mean, Tampa and all that, it's, like, over there in the Gulf of Mexico. There's fucking all kind of, like, treasure under there.
Yeah.
From all the ships that they haven't found yet. All right, so tomorrow night is Wednesday. It's the Sidetrack show. So we'll get some drinks, and we'll talk about whatever bullshit we normally talk about, and everybody will hang out, and it'll be a super fun time. So, yeah. Thanks, everybody, for dropping by today, and we will see you guys tomorrow evening.